Hello everyone, welcome to the Advanced Analytics webinar. I am Ashish Bhatia. I'm a Senior Program Manager with the Azure Machine Learning team. This is an ongoing learning series which we kind of organize every other Tuesday with a new learning topic. The topic for today is create your own end-to-end IoT solution using Azure Stream Analytics. If you've been tuned into this series, we've held two sessions around Azure Stream Analytics. One was Introduction to Azure Stream Analytics, and another was about the query language. Today, we are going to talk about how to build your end-to-end solution. Before we go do that, let me quickly go over and talk about the format of the webinar today. As usual, this will be a one-hour session with 40 minutes of presentation live demo. We'll take questions at the end. We'll spend around 15 minutes on quick Q&A. Feel free to kind of send in your question in the Q&A window at any point of time. This session will be recorded, and we will have the recording on demand after this live session. We'll also send you a follow-up mail with recordings and the slide set. Let me quickly introduce the speaker for today, Santosh Balasubramaniam. He's a Senior Program Manager in the Azure Stream Analytics team. Santosh has been part of Microsoft data platform team for 4 years, and he has been working on high availability and disaster recovery SQL Server solutions. Prior to that, Santosh was with Microsoft Research, and he was involved in building web platforms, graph stores, and mobile solutions. Since Santosh started his career with Microsoft as a developer, writing monitoring, alerting, ticketing, and asset management solutions. Without further ado, let me hand it over to Santosh.
Hi guys, I'm Santosh Balasubramaniam. One thing I wanted to make sure is folks can actually hear. Is there any way we can check on that? Just because I noticed some Q&A questions in which people are saying they're unable to hear the call. Ashish, is there any way we can confirm? I'm going to assume people can hear. Thank you. So I'm Santosh Balasubramaniam. I'm a program manager in the Azure Stream Analytics team. Today I'm going to talk to you about a few things. I'm going to talk to you about how do I build an IoT solution? I'm actually going to have a real sensor which is going to monitor the humidity and temperature of the room that I'm in currently, in my office room, and show you how to do things like live dashboarding on top of it. How do I set alerting on top of it? I'm going to get into some of the new functionalities which is in private preview, such as how do I do real-time monitoring using anomaly detection machine learning models over the same sensor that I'm having. And other aspects of things. The first thing I will, however, start with is just a background of what are IoT solutions, what are we hearing from customers, scenarios, a brief overview of Azure Stream Analytics for folks who are new on the call, and then jump into most of it will be code and showing you the other aspects of the product. All right? So, very fast, the difference between streaming and batch processing. So the best way I always explain this is imagine that there's a parking lot and there are cars which are parked in this parking lot. And somebody asked the question, how many red cars are in this parking lot? In order to answer that question, the first thing you would do is you would write a query, something like select count star from parking lot where car color equals red. This query goes, counts the number of red cars, gives you an answer. If you want to ask that same question again, you go and execute the same question, the same query again. This is the fundamental difference between streaming and batch processing. In streaming, the question which is asked is flipped in certain sets of ways. You're basically standing at a point on a freeway and saying, in the last hour, how many red cars have passed this point? So what is really happening is there's a query which always computes this count star, which is saying, all right, from now until the end of the hour, what is the count star of the cars, red cars, which are passing? It will give a result in the end of the hour. And then the query keeps on churning. It keeps on working. And every hour, it throws out the result. This is fundamentally stream processing. And we'll obviously talk about this a lot more. First, because the focus of today's discussion is on IoT, Internet of Things, so let me talk about some of the scenarios, the customer scenarios that we are dealing with. Some of these scenarios are actually also published case studies, so if folks are interested, we can actually give some of those information later as well. The first scenario I want to talk about is Fujitsu. So what Fujitsu is doing is it is helping patients who are having certain kinds of potassium deficiency, so certain kinds of diseases. In order to do this, what they are doing is a very simple experiment in which they want to produce lettuce, and this lettuce is basically low in potassium. And in order to do this, actually, they need to grow this in a very controlled environment. So what they are doing is they have their factory in which they are growing this lettuce. They have sensors all over this factory, bunch of different sensors, everything from temperature, humidity, soil quality, and the minerals which is there in the soil, a bunch of different kinds of sensors which they have. What they want to do is, or what they are doing is, they are taking the sensor data and they are doing real-time analytics on the sensor data. They are wanting to get alerts and notifications in case any of the environment changes happen which can impact the quality of the lettuce that they are building. Remember again, they're building this for medical patients, so they have to be very sure that the parameters or environment around which this lettuce is growing is very controlled. The other thing which is a pattern that they're doing is, apart from doing this real-time monitoring and alerting, they're actually taking this data, passing it to machine learning models in order to find out what is a change in pattern or what are the patterns that they need to figure out, and then they're operationalizing those patterns on real-time data. There's a very common pattern that we see with customers. Actually, connected lettuce, this was one of the scenarios which was talked when we went GA during build on stage with us. The other scenario which I'm going to talk about is with a partner called NEC. NEC was another customer who went on stage with me on Ignite conference. So NEC actually has very interesting IP and logic on how do they do things like facial recognitions, which is actually embedded in their cameras. So they have these cameras which have software running on it, which actually does things like the ability to figure out the age and gender of people, right? The ability to recognize some patterns in people in order to do things like security scenarios. So one of the things that they talked to us, and they did a prototype with us, and they're looking at other retail solutions, is how do I fundamentally change this retail game? So right now, if you're in a store, their store manager does not have that much real-time insights on what exactly is the demography of people in my store. What if they could get a dashboard where there are cameras in the store and it's not collecting any PII or it's not taking any photographs, it's not collecting any information about the person, but what it is showing in a dashboard, live dashboard, is things like, hey, what is the average age group of people in your store, right? What is the count of different age groups of people based on the data that I am collecting from this video camera, and I'm automatically being able to flesh out whether it's male or female based on my machine learning algorithms which is running on the device. What is the average gender of people who are there on your store right now? So these things like this, real-time dashboards or real-time insights like this, can actually help retail fundamentally change the way they are doing things. So again, NEC was one of the customers who came on stage with us, and this case study is also published. Similar to the two case studies that I talked about, we're also working with a bunch of different customers. Some of them I can mention by name because we've done case studies. Some of them I can tell you what kind of scenarios that they're doing. And I'll focus a lot on the IoT scenarios because of this talk. We have a customer in healthcare. The name of the customer is Aerocrine, and these were our first customers who did who built an IoT solution on top of Azure Stream Analytics. What they're doing is they have these devices, and these devices are basically things to help asthma patients. So you can actually, they have a software which is attached to your computer, and this device is attached to this computer, and you can actually blow into this device, air into this device, as well as breathe in air from this device. I'm an asthma patient, so I know exactly this is a kind of a test that happens when I go to my doctor. So basically, they try to give you how much you're able to control the air capacity in your lungs. The interesting thing about it is, right now I have to go to the doctor to do this, right? And the doctor gives me this test, and every time I do this test. But imagine if this could be done for remote monitoring, where when I am actually blowing air into this device or breathing in air to keep my lung capacity in a particular threshold, a doctor can see remotely, because of real-time monitoring in a dashboard, what exactly is happening when I'm using this device. Fundamentally, what this happens is you're changing from selling just devices to doctors to be able to do some form of remote monitoring, medical monitoring. The other thing which Aerocrine has done is they've also shifted their business slightly. Apart from selling just devices, what they are doing is looking at selling services. So each of these devices are pretty expensive, and interestingly, again, it is something like temperature and other environmental changes. They're actually monitoring that around the devices as well. So now they can actually send alerts to the patients, alerts to doctors, alerts to facilities where these devices are, saying, hey, your device is not in that right atmospheric or environmental conditions which can impact it. So changing not just selling devices to selling services as well. Other companies that we are working with, smart grid companies, there's, as a lot of you, or as some of you folks might know, California is actually having some forms of drought. So we are working with some companies there which is doing things like water monitoring. So in big plants especially, if water is coming through my main inlet or main input into my facility, and I can monitor some of those places where output of water is happening from my facility, I can actually do in real time how much water is coming in, what is the flow volume of water using sensors in my input, what is the aggregation or the sum total of all the output of water which is actually happening in my facility, again using the flow meter sensors, and I can compare them in real time to see is it below a particular threshold to know that there is actually water loss which is happening. So some form of proactive monitoring. So things like this is what people are looking and talking to us about and doing building solutions. I'm sure I can talk about a bunch of more things, but it'll be more interesting if I dive into the product. All right, so now I will talk a little bit about Azure Stream Analytics. In order to do some of these scenarios that I'm talking about, whether it is I want to be able to compute whether my incoming water supply and my outgoing water supply is above or below a particular, never above, but below a particular threshold, or any of the other scenarios where the connected lettuce scenario that I talked about. Fundamentally, what is happening is I'm getting all of this streaming data from sensors which is coming into my environment, and I want to be able to do some form of processing on that streaming data. This processing on streaming data, that's what Azure Stream Analytics actually helps with. Because there have been other webinars on introduction and query language of Azure Stream Analytics, I am going to be very brief and talk about it quickly so we can just jump directly into the demos and other aspects what I want to show today. Azure Stream Analytics is a fully managed real-time analytics solution. What this means is what you can do with complex event processing solutions. That's exactly what Azure Stream Analytics allows you to do. I can bring in millions of events per second. I can process this data, which is coming from all of these connected devices. I can do things such as finding patterns in this these millions of sensor data which is coming into the system. Actually, I can even find lack of patterns in this. There are actually customers who are doing that with us as well. I can transform the data. I can augment the data with not just multiple different streams of data. When I say multiple different streams, for example, water coming into my facility and water leaving in the output from all the pipes in my facility, I can actually take these two separate streams and I can correlate them. Or I can correlate streaming data with relatively static data. So all of these things which are actually happening in a stream processing solution, you can do this in Azure Stream Analytics. Our goal is to be able to do 1 GB per second processing. Just to tell you what is 1 GB per second, we are working with a customer who is doing some monitoring on top of our solution, and they are bringing in 700 million events per day, which is around 8,000 events per second. This is equal to 6 MB per second. I'm not sure if you have heard of the website called howold.net. This is something that we had worked on. We had done some real-time processing in the back end. At the max, we are getting in 9 GB per hour processing, which is coming into the system, which is again 3 megabytes per second. Why I'm saying this is 1 GB per second depends upon the number of events as well as the size of the payload of the events. So it can be quite a bit. The next thing is mission critical reliability and scale. This is very, very important. I mean, in the end of the day, if you're building an IoT solution which is fundamentally essential for your business, you want to make sure you have things like guaranteed event delivery. You never want to lose these events. You want to make sure that you have business continuity. You have the SLAs that is required for your business. We also have built-in things into the system which does auto recovery from failures. What this means is, in a 1 hour window, if you have a failure in the 57th minute, we don't go back to the first minute and start reading data again from there. What we do is we do incremental checkpointing. So in between your 1 hour window, we are actually saving state, so you can recover really, really fast. Things like this are required when you're actually doing operationalizing of your stream processing or your stream processing logic for your enterprise solutions, for your IoT solutions. The other thing is it has very, very low startup costs. What I mean by saying this is, in order to do 1 MB per second processing for a month, you actually pay only $25 per month, around $25, $26 per month. Just to tell you, 1 MB per second is around 86 gigs per day. So you're taking this data. It depends on the scenario that you're doing, what kind of complex logic that you're doing. I won't get into the details of how do you compute this costing currently. The last thing is focus on rapid development. So one of the biggest challenges that we saw when we were talking to customers about stream processing is they really needed some very high-level developers, people who know Java, .NET, people who are really doing, you know, you're talking about data continuously moving. How do I do things like checkpointing on the data? How do I actually do windowing functions on the data? This was a big challenge to a lot of customers. That is why we put a SQL-like language on top of Azure Stream Analytics. So here we give you things like SQL-like language, ability to do diagnostics very easily, a fully managed development and debugging experience. You can also do things such as, you know, in real IoT solutions, you have gateways, you have devices being connected from a multitude of different locations. Each of these locations could have different kinds of network connectivity. So how do I manage the variance in network connectivity using configuration settings? These are things that we can actually do in Azure Stream Analytics. How can I automatically reorder or order my events which are coming in from all of these different locations to find patterns? Sorry, this was a single slide in which I've talked through a lot of things, but I wanted to quickly give an overview of Azure Stream Analytics. So my next slide is really talking about on Azure, if you want to do streaming and you want to get your build your IoT solution, what is one of the ways that you can do it? So let us say you have applications or devices which are sending sensor data or sending event data into this, are generating event data. The first thing I want to be able to do is I want to be able to collect this event data, and I want to be able to stream this data. So for that, we have a service called Azure Event Hubs. Azure Event Hubs is a service, is a highly scalable, publish, subscribe event ingester that can intake millions of events per second. So you can process them, analyze them, connect all of your devices, and stream this data continuously through them. This also has things like retention periods, so I can actually save this data for some amount of time. Think about event hubs as an equivalent to Kafka or Kinesis, which AWS has. So once you get your data into event hubs, then I want to do something else with it. I want to be able to process it. For that, we have a fully managed service stream processing solution called Stream Analytics, which is what I'm going to talk about. And once I do the stream processing, I want to be able to save this data or do something with this data. For this, we have a bunch of different outputs where I can put this data. If I want to take the results and I want to archive them, I can use things like blob stores or table stores. So I can run HD Insight, our Hadoop solution, on top of it. Then if I want to do something like live dashboarding, I will actually show that to you. We can do things like Power BI, or I can store things in SQL Server database, or put data back, the results back in event hubs or service bus in order to create your end-to-end workflow on top of it. So based on that, let's actually jump into a demo. In this demo, what I'm going to be showing is I actually have a live sensor in my room. This is measuring the temperature, humidity from my room currently. And then I am going to generate alerts from it, show you how to generate live dashboards from this data, as well as basically set up this whole solution. So let's see how we do it. I am going to swap to SlideShare. I'm going to share my screen. Give me 1 second, please. I am just selecting my screen right now to share it. And I'm hoping people can actually start seeing my screen right now. So the sensor that I'm going to use is the sensor called the sensor tag. This is something which you can get from Texas Instruments. This is just one of the sites where I saw it. It's $25 to $30. It has a bunch of sensors. It gets everything from temperature, humidity, to accelerometer, and a bunch of other parameters. So this sensor tag has BLE, it's Bluetooth enabled, and I've connected the sensor tag to my laptop using Bluetooth. So that's the first thing that I'm going to show you. As you can see, that the sensor tag is connected to my laptop using Bluetooth currently. Now, the next thing which I will do is I am going to set up this whole end-to-end Azure environment. So in order to do the Azure environment, I have to do a bunch of different things. I need to be able to get the sensor data. I need to be able to stream the sensor data to event hubs that I had shown you. Then I need to be able to set up stream analytics jobs. And I will also show you ways of getting alerts as well as a Power BI dashboard. So to start off with that, the first thing I will do is I am going to run a script, which is a PowerShell script. This PowerShell script you can download. We are actually going to put this very, very soon in our Azure Machine Learning Gallery. This PowerShell script, when you go to the Azure Machine Learning Gallery, oops, I'm sorry, it just resized it. This will be an ASA one-click zip that you will get once you unzip it. You will get things like source, temp, readme, setup.ps1. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to run the setup.ps1. Once I run the setup.ps1, I get two options. Do I want to deploy or delete? I'm going to type deploy. Once I type deploy, what it will give me is what is my Azure credential that I want to log in with. This is where I want to deploy this end-to-end solution. And when I say end-to-end, this actually deploys everything from the event hubs, which is collecting the data, to the stream analytics jobs, to, sorry, I need, Microsoft has some security parameters, and I am going to make sure that I just enter this. This will take a second. That is done. So it will deploy your event hub, stream analytics jobs, SQL Server database, other sets of event hubs in order to do your outputs for command and control and a bunch of different things. So in order to do this, when I ran deploy, it asked me to enter my credentials. Then it gives me which subscriptions, which is attached to my Azure credential, do I want to use? In this case, let's say I want to use my subscription, which is Azure ML Build Demo. Once I do this and I press enter, it will actually start the configuration of everything. Yes?
Santosh, can you please increase the size of your PowerShell window?
Perfect. Yes, I will do that. Sorry about that.
Thanks.
Edit. Thought it should be in the properties, right? Okay. Hope this is more clearer. So what I did was I did setup.ps1. It gave me options deploy and delete. I clicked deploy, entered my credentials, Azure credentials. It gave me all the subscriptions, and I'm just going to select one of the subscriptions in which I want to deploy. I'm not going to run through this right now, just given time, but once I click enter, here is what happens. It actually goes and creates a bunch of different Azure services. So the first thing that it will create is it will create this Event Hubs, the Event Hubs which I was talking about. Event Hub is a part of the Service Bus service, and it creates this thing called Sensor Alerts SantoshBM102. SantoshBM102 is the name of my machine, and that's how this service works, this PowerShell script works. And it creates two Event Hubs. One Event Hub is called Sensor Alerts SantoshBM102 Input, and the other one 102 Output. So the next thing it creates is it creates a SQL Server database. And again, this database is called Sensor Alerts. It creates a table in that, which is called Temperature Alerts. This is something that I'll show you later as well. This one single script also creates your Stream Analytics job. And I will show you what is the Stream Analytics job it actually creates. It creates this job called Sensor Alert with the name of your machine. Right now, I've just created this buffer job, so I can actually show you what it does. Apart from creating it, this job, it actually takes the input. The input is from that service bus that it created and the event hub that it's created. It creates an output. It creates an output to the SQL Server database that you just saw right now, which is Sensor Alerts. And it also gives you this query. So I will walk you through this query, and I'll also show you how do I add other things into this particular setup. So trust me when I say it takes around 5 minutes to just create all of these things, including the jobs and your end-to-end setup. In this query, what it is doing is it's saying with alert as, this means it's creating a subquery, which says, I want to select output time. And when I say system.timestamp, it is basically taking the timestamp of when the result is generated. DSPL is the name of the sensor. This is actually a reading that I'm getting from the sensor. Temperature is the reading of temperature which I'm getting from the sensor. Entry stream, as you saw in the input, this is basically the alias to the event hub. When I say timestamp by time, what is actually happening is it is saying, My sensor data, the payload which I'm getting from my sensor, has this concept of time in it. I want to be using that time concept. And then I'm grouping this in a tumbling window of 5 seconds for each sensor, which is DSPL, where average temperature is greater than 82 degrees. So what this is basically doing is it will generate a result when the average temperature is greater than 82 degrees in a 5 second window. If I had 1,000 sensors which were connected to this, or 1,000,000 sensors which were connected to this event hub, it will actually give me which exact sensor is having average temperature greater than 82 degrees in a tumbling window of 5 seconds. Once it gets this result, it is going to write this result to the SQL Server database. But I had also told you that I might want to do some command and control scenario. So once temperature goes over 82, I might want to shut down some valve. In order to do that, I can use something called Event Hub, where I can take this result, push this result to an Event Hub, and then have a process which is reading from it and execute what command I want to have. So let me show you how to do that. I basically go to my outputs. I will add an Event Hub here. And to do that, have to go
Santosh,
up,
one more
I will
interruption.
stay.
Can you increase the size
Yes.
of your browser so that the fonts become a
Sure.
little bit bigger?
Let me
Thanks.
see if this works. Is that better? Or I can increase it even more. Let me actually make it 150. And in order to do that, the first thing I will do is I will add Event Hub,
Thanks.
which is an output. As you can see, we have a bunch of first-party outputs here. We keep on increasing this list. I press Next. I will give some name to this. I can say Event Hub Sync. I want to choose an Event Hub from my current subscription. If you remember, this is what was created when I actually ran that PowerShell script. So I'm going to select some output which is already being created. I click Next. This is the format in which I want data to go. There was a question whether we support Bond. Not yet. We support JSON, Avro, and CSV currently. We are looking at other formats as well. I'll click OK. And that's it. It is actually creating my Event Hub Sync. So once that happens, I can just go back to my query. I can add to my query, select star into Event Hub Sync from alert. So what is happening right now is I'm basically saying, once this alert is generated, write the result to a SQL Server database, and also write the result to an output Event Hub. So now this way I'm getting these results in multiple places. What if I want to actually get the result also in a Power BI dashboard? In order to do that, what I will do is I will basically write another query here. I will select, write the query such as, sorry, I have the query already written in another window, so I'm just going to copy paste that in order to make things faster. Give me 1 second, please. I will write a query like this, where select average temperature as temp, average humidity as HMDT, DSPL, again, I was saying was the name of the device. This is the time that the result has been generated. Into Power BI Sync, I will show you how to create this Power BI Sync from an input, which is the same input, which is that Event Hub that I had created, in a tumbling window of 1 second. So what this is doing is every second, it will actually say for each one of my thousands or millions of devices, in this case, there's only one of them, it will compute what is the average temperature in that second, and it will give a result every second, an average humidity. Then how do I create this Power BI Sync output? Or how do I actually do this live dashboarding? I just click on my outputs. Sorry, first of all, I need to save this. Then I click on my outputs. I say add output. I will select Power BI. I click next. I will say authorize now, which is basically taking my credentials with which I'm signed into Azure. It is authenticating me against the Power BI service. I will write anything. In this case, I'll just write Power BI Sync. This is just the alias. The data set that I want to create, in this case, I will just create a data set. Let me say webinar test. And what is the name of the table? Sensor data. That's it. Now, once I click on start, what will happen is once the first sensor data comes into the system, it actually takes this, it pushes it to Power BI because of what I've done. And from Power BI, now I can actually start creating all my dashboards. I also have queries in the system here. So this query is doing multiple things. So I can take a single set of data and I can do multiple different queries on it and push it to different outputs. I hope that is becoming clear from what I have shown here. Now, one other thing which I have not shown you is when we push the bits for this one-click deploy to Azure Machine Learning Gallery, one of the things that we will also push is we will actually give you an application. This application, I'm going to run this application right now, which is sensor tag to Event Hub. What this application does is it basically takes the data which is coming from my sensor and it pushes it to the Event Hub that you specify. So if you remember, this is the Event Hub which I had shown you, which got created. the input to the event hub. These are the keys and the policy names. I should show you this really fast because this is very important when you set up your system. So when I had run that PowerShell script, it created the service bus. In order to get some of this information, I click on connection information. In this connection information, you will see what is my service bus name. Sorry, this is a little difficult. I'm just copying this, putting it in a notepad just to make it easier to show you guys. This is what it copy-pasted. What is my service bus name? What is my access key name? And what is the key? And once I take that information, I'm basically putting that information into my application, which we are going to ship with the bits in Azure Machine Learning Gallery. And what this application now does is the sensor was connected using Bluetooth. It is basically reading this Bluetooth values of the live sensor data, and you can see this is live. It is humidity which is coming and temperature which is coming from my room. And you can see my room is actually a little hot, it's 80 degrees. But let me make this a little hotter or increase the humidity. So what I'm doing right now is literally blowing into the sensor. And when I do this, you see like the humidity and temperature is increasing, right? I can also show you that the Power BI dashboard that we had created, and I have a few things which is open on my machine right now, so the IE is taking a few seconds. Oops, my Explorer died. I need to reopen this particular window. It'll take me a second, guys. I go back into Power BI. Once I go into Power BI, you will see this live dashboard which was created. And as you see, oh, I'm sorry. I hope people are actually able to see what is on my screen currently. Probably not.
Sensor's not right now. It's suffering.
Okay. I'm sorry, my IE crashed, so they're having some challenges.
So if you go back to the slide share and then start screen share again, that might work.
Yeah, I will have to shut down the browser for it because I had a crash and this is not letting me do it. Can you guys give me 1 second and I will talk through what is happening right now. What is happening right now is I created a job which is taking the sensor data and it is actually pushing it to the multiple sources that I had shown. I apologize, I need to actually completely kill my IE and I need to get back into the system. While I do that, I will take a few questions right now because it will take me a few minutes to recover from this failure which just happened. Ashish, could you read out some of the questions which came?
I can pick up a few questions. So Gabriela is asking, when would you use Event Hub versus Azure Data Factory to access input data and write to an output channel?
The question is, so in this case, Event Hub is really for streaming data into the system. Azure Data Factory is a lot more for batch process analysis. So if you have live streaming data which is coming into the system, then I will use Event Hubs. Any other questions?
Thanks. Yep. So Guy is asking, can you test stream analytics to which Power BI user to send the output?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question again?
So question is not very clear. The question as it read, I can read here is, can you tell stream analytics to which Power BI user to send the output?
So unfortunately, you cannot say which Power BI user to send the output, but what you can do is I can add multiple Power BI accounts in my output. And once I do that, I will be able to say for a particular query, which Power BI dashboard do I want to send the output to? So I can actually have multiple Power BI dashboards. Currently, it is tied to a single user. We are actually making some changes into it so you can have Power BI dashboards for different users. Any others?
I'm still reading through, yeah. Is there a demo environment I can use to test IoT services?
Is there a demo environment we can use? We don't have a demo environment, but what we do have is we have ways of being able to, we're going to give this whole setup which I talked about with one-click deploy and all the other things, which you can actually set up by yourself. We are going to publish this in the Azure Machine Learning Gallery.
And a related question was, when you were using the PowerShell script, where can they find the PowerShell script that you were using?
This is something that we will release in the Azure Machine Learning Gallery as well, the PowerShell script.
Thanks.
So can folks, I'm sorry it took a little bit of time, can folks actually see what is on my screen currently?
It's visible.
I have launched screen capture again. Ashish?
Yes, your screen
can
is
you see
visible.
My screen?
Yes.
You can? Great. So one of the things, I will continue with what I was doing. So the job which got created, which basically had all the different aspects of things which were happening in the job, was pushing data to Power BI. I will go to Power BI, and I will show you the results. So you see this live humidity, which is actually moving, and this is actually in UTC time. That is why you see 5:43. So you can actually see in a few minutes, in a few seconds, what I did is I'm actually increasing some of the temperature, humidity, which is happening in my room currently. I'm sorry, I'm having some IE problems today. And you saw, like, there has been a spike which is coming into the system. Right now it is showing humidity, but if I want to also show temperature, the way I would show temperature is I will go to the data set which got created. I will basically say, this is the data which I'm pushing. If you remember, I was pushing temperature, what is the display time. I will say, I want to see this in a line graph. And I will also just pin this. So I'll just pin this to the dashboard once I do this. So once I have done this, I just go back to my dashboard. I can say don't save. And you will see, just like I had humidity, now I have temperature, which is also showing the live temperature from my room currently. And this is just driven out of this single query, which I had shown you guys. The single query which I had shown you guys is the query where I'm taking the data from the sensors and I'm pushing it back into Power BI. I will make sure I'm on the right subscription in order to do that. Go down to Stream Analytics. Sorry, I had to restore my browser, so some of the demo, the environments which I had created, I have to go back to it. And this is the query which was running. So you saw I'm passing temperature, humidity, DSPL, and display time. The other thing which I also want to show you is, as you saw, I'm having the data which is going into a SQL Server database. So there are alerts which are running, and you saw the latest alert because I just increased the temperature at 5:44, which is UTC time, an alert that the average temperature was greater than 82 degrees. And 82 degrees was the logic which I had actually set up in my Stream Analytics query. So I hope you can see how I'm taking this data and doing this end-to-end IoT solution, including live dashboarding, which I have set up into the system. The next part of things which I wanted to move into is really show you guys also how to do things such as doing some machine learning on top of this streaming data. In order to do that, I am going to go back to the slides for a second. And in these slides, I'm going to show you a couple of things. If I want be able to do something such as I want to do anomaly detection over the streaming data. So I now want to set up alerts not based on thresholds, but I want the system to learn from the pattern of data which is coming into the system. And I want to call an anomaly detection machine learning model with that pattern of data to automatically detect anomalies. The way I do it is I basically call, I create a new job, and I will actually show you the job. So I will actually have to move back to SlideShare for this. Share screen, launch share screen. I'm going to share the screen again. So you can see my job. Please let me know if you're not able to see my screen. And in this job, what I have done, and I haven't started this job because I am just showing you the code in here. I am taking this humidity data, which is coming from my live sensor. I am aggregating this over a tumbling window of 1 second. So every second I'm getting this humidity data. Then I'm calling this function. This is a user-defined function called anomaly detection. This user-defined function is getting what is the time right now, as well as what is this humidity data that I have collected in a 30-second window with a hop of every second. So this is the new private preview functionality that we have done, in which we allow you to call a machine learning model which has been hosted in the request response service endpoint. So it gives you a web service endpoint. And with this web service endpoint, I can actually refer or create a user-defined function such as anomaly detection, which refers to it, and send my data to this web service endpoint, get the results back. Once I get the results back, I can do anything such as if I get a T-spike score, Z-spike score, or RP score, I can actually do some processing over it. I'm sorry, currently I'm not going to show you exactly how to create this particular user-defined function because this is a private preview functionality. If folks are interested in this, I will show you in the end of the slide how to sign up for this. The other demo which I wanted to show you is I want to actually do something a little different. I'm going to actually show you a Twitter sentiment analytics scenario. So what I will do for that is I have written some code, and we will actually even release some code. This goes to Twitter, and it pulls the live Twitter information. So Twitter gives the 1% tweets. It pulls that information for this particular hashtag called IoT. I could have replaced this hashtag with anything else. So let's hope that people are actually tweeting about IoT currently. So it is getting the tweets. And one thing, as you see when the tweets start coming in, so actually somebody has tweeted about this right now. All you see is there is a text, there are created at, there is a language, there is some coordinates. What you don't have is you don't have any sentiments. What I want to do is take these tweets, call a sentiment analytics model in real time, and show the results in a live dashboard. What I'm doing here is I'm taking these tweets and pushing it to an event hub. For going from this event hub to a live dashboard in Power BI, what I want to tell you is I'm going to use only one line of SQL. And let me show you what this one line of SQL is. And you're seeing here, right, it was 17. Now the sentiment is, count of sentiment is 19. And you basically see any of these charts which are moving as and when the data is coming into the system. But you're really seeing the sentiment score. So this is the query that I'm writing for it. I basically take the text, which is coming from my event hub. I call this user-defined function called sentiment on this text. So this user-defined function gives me a result back as positive, negative, neutral, created at, which is also coming from this payload from Twitter, where language equals English. That's all I need to do. And I'm pushing this result out to a Power BI dashboard. From that dashboard, you can see how easily I can create this end-to-end live dashboarding solution. Again, if you want to sign up for this private preview, you'll have to actually go to a particular slide. I will show you the link. So this is the link that you need to go to, which is sign up for ASA AML, www.instant.ly, this particular link, and you can sign up, and we will actually select few customers for the Azure ML Stream Analytics Private Preview, where you can start calling operationalized machine learning models with streaming data using our SQL-like concept. To start out with, we are only selecting customers who are interested in anomaly detection or sentiment analytics, but we will extend this private preview for people who have built their own custom models, and then in the end also do some things like data market integration. But here's a resource library of everything, everything from stream analytics to ASA blogs, sign-ups for this ASA AML. It also will have ways of being able to contact our team. The last thing which I want to show you guys, and I'm sorry, I have to actually open this again. This is the Azure Machine Learning Gallery. I will go here. In this gallery, you will see Sensor Data Analytics with ASA, Azure Stream Analytics, and Power BI. Click into this, and here is where you will get the
sharing
code
your screen
for everything. Yes, I am.
Are you able to see it? The slide at the moment. Oh. We just see the slide at the moment.
I'm sorry. That's true. You're only seeing the slide at the moment. I will actually send you guys, we'll add to the slides the link for the Azure Machine Learning Gallery. Any questions? Sorry, there are only 7 minutes left. So I will...
Yes, I can pick up your questions. So yeah. Guy is asking, is there an equivalent API to do the same input query output from .NET app instead of Azure portal?
Yes, so we have actually released APIs through which you can do any of the things such as setting up your jobs, executing your queries, updating your queries, and things which you can do through our CSM APIs. You can also do this using PowerShell scripts.
Thanks. Anuradhika is asking, can I use different sensors talking to each other and have a combined streaming data?
Yes. You can actually bring in data from multiple streams. I can bring in data from, I can basically have different sensors who are using different event hubs or even the same event hub, and I can correlate this because we have concepts such as joins, inner joins, left outer joins, which is there in the system. There's actually a lot of customers who are doing this.
Thanks. Robert is asking, what kind of input streams does Stream Analytics accept, for example, Event Hub?
Yeah. So currently we accept two inputs. One is Event Hub and one is Blob. I will also add to this, apart from these two inputs, we also have we only accept formats, which is JSON, CSV, Avro formats. We are looking into extensibility, but we don't have a timeline for that roadmap currently.
Anil is asking, can we write query to read stream input and join the data at rest from SQL Azure?
Yes, so the question is, can I take my streaming data and join it with static data? There is a functionality that we have called reference data. Reference data is your static data. Currently, static data has to be put in blob store in order to be able to join it with streaming data. So what you would have to do is you could use something like ADF or a process which is reading your SQL Server database data, pushing it into a blob, and read from that in order to do your reference data analytics with Azure Stream Analytics. We are looking into the functionality. This is one thing on our roadmap, to have SQL as an input for reference data as well.
Thanks. David is asking, is it possible to use multiple statements in a single query to carve out data up into different outputs? For example, into multiple data sets in Power BI.
Yes. In order to do that, if you remember, even in the query that I had shown you, I was actually doing multiple sets of logic. So what I would do is I would actually have different outputs which I set up, multiple outputs which each of them with different aliases, and then I would actually in my query use the into statement. So into one alias, output alias, into the second output alias, into the third output alias, however I want to actually take my data and split it. For example, in my example, I took the alerts and pushed it into an Event Hub and SQL Server database, and then I took the live data and I pushed it into a dashboard in that same query.
Thanks. Someone is asking, how does ASA query works if my data is a JSON? If my input is a JSON, if I'm having input streams of JSON into my Azure storage?
If I'm having an input stream of JSON into Azure storage. So if you're putting the data into blobs, then we actually allow you to read data from blobs. Or you need to take your JSON payload and you need to push it into Event Hubs where we can read the data from Event Hubs into Stream Analytics. So we only have two first-party inputs currently. As I was saying, extensibility is something that we are working on.
Guys asking, to read the data from sensor tag, did you use .NET 8 app with the standard libraries?
Yeah, one of the folks in our team actually went online and found this code for building this .NET app. Actually, we will be releasing this code. Actually, this code is released right now. If you go into the Azure Machine Learning Gallery, and this might be an important thing, so I'm just going to share my screen as well while I'm talking. There is some code that we have released in which this app is released as well. So very soon you should be able to see my screen. And in my screen, you will see Azure Machine Learning Gallery, Sensor Data Analytics with ASA and Power BI. So you can also go and download the bits and make any changes you want.
Okay. Alexander is asking, how can you monitor Stream Analytics jobs?
Great question. So there are multiple ways of monitoring Stream Analytics jobs. One of the things that we have is we have operations logs. So in order to use the operations logs, for example, I'm in this build sentiments 01, and I'm assuming you guys can see my screen right now. I just shared the screen. I just click on ops logs. And this is actually a way to monitor a lot of the Azure services, not just Stream Analytics. And we give you a bunch of different logs if there were issues. Fortunately, there are no issues with this job currently. Let me go back in history. Let me see if there was anything which is created for this. And you see here, like process events, when there were failures which were happening into the system, I can click on the failure. I can see things like, hey, what was the actual failure? In this case, the resources that I was putting in this job was very less, so I can actually add more resources. The other way I can do is this particular management services has APIs, which is actually associated to it, which is given by Azure Stack. And in Azure, I can go use these APIs. I can write my own custom monitoring for my applications as well. And we are releasing other tools in order to do your custom monitoring and things like that.
Sure, thanks. We're almost at the hour, Santosh. I'll stop the Q&A at this point of time.
Okay.
Thank you, Santosh, for joining us today and giving this live demo in a very informative session. Thank you all for asking all those nice questions. You can post your questions on Twitter, and Santosh will take some time to answer them. Use at Azure Stream Streaming as the handle to ask your questions. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very
us
much,
today.
Guys. Goodbye.